Hi, this is Avis here. Today I'm going to talk to you about why your inner peace and happiness are the only wealth you have and why you must protect them. Yesterday, I watched Ram Madhwani's brilliant film Neerja. This time I watched it a second time on television. It's based on Pan Am flight purser Neerja Bhanot's life and moved me to tears. I was struck with grief when she reads out the letter that her first husband Naresh, who is undoubtedly a poor human being, wrote to Harish Bhanot, her father. And the letter is a cold, brutal, factual expression of how women are treated in our country, in some of our families. I cried because I could relate to every word in that letter, because that's how my mother has always treated Vani. I cried also because I felt guilty that in the early years of our marriage, I had not succeeded in fighting the injustice that was meted out to Vani and to me. And that's precisely what Harish Bhanot teaches his daughter Neerja. He says, never allow injustice to happen and never suffer it. I wish I had known this back then, that I must stand up, that I must stand firm, even if it was against my mother. For Vani's sake, I should have stood up. And I wish I had told my mother that she was treating Vani unfairly. I am not saying this by way of justifying my insufficient action at that time. But the context in a typical Tambram family of the 60s, 70s, 80s and 90s was that the daughter-in-law shall always slave it out. This is perhaps so in most Indian families. Usually, the mother-in-law will dominate. The son shall not speak up to the parents, even if it meant standing up for his companion. Because, how dare you let down your mother in front of your wife? That was the logic that was given to us. Besides, this lousy logic that all mothers-in-law will have problems with their daughters-in-law and that it happens in every home was used to smother the fires. It was lousy logic, but what to do? We had to live with it. In our family, particularly, no one dared to question my mother, who is the source of all things fractious and manipulative. Whenever an episode of injustice happened and I tried to question it, I failed miserably. Each time I tried to protect Vani, I would be shouted down in a long-drawn, physically draining, often violent, completely uncivil war of words. That my mother and I had a poor chemistry and that we were staying with my parents from the time we got married didn't help matters one bit. We had to pay for phone calls that Vani made to her parents, and we had to pay for the food that her family members consumed when they visited her. Can you imagine how obscene this is? Vani was never allowed to use the washing machine and she had to wash everyone's clothes by hand. The maid was sacked on the pretext of being a perpetual latecomer. But the real reason was to save the maid's salary and put Vani to work, since Vani was now expecting a baby, our first child, Ashirvad, and so she was going to be at home most of the time. There are countless horror stories that can fill a book and that consumed several nights of our early young adulthood owing to the domestic strife Vani and I had to face. When I tell you all this now, it may be possible that I may be appearing to be petty, recalling all this here after all these years. It may also look like I am being uncharitable to my mother. But for my own inner peace, I have to confess that I have forgiven her long, long, long ago. But the truth about life is that you can forgive people, but you can't always forget what happened to you. That part of Neerja, the letter reading scene, brought back painful memories that I did not ever want to revisit. Yet, this episode and its learnings are not about my past. This is not about how heartless and remorseless my mother's behavior has been. This is about a lesson that no one taught me back then. In fact, I didn't even know there was a lesson there. But upon reflection, I feel everyone should know this one lesson. Even if you don't learn anything in life, remember this, that you and only you are responsible for your inner peace, for your dignity and your happiness. So don't allow anyone to do injustice to you and don't suffer injustice. You don't have to always fight a view to avenge your detractor or change the person. You can simply walk away. The biggest power we all have, the simplest option we all have, is to get up and walk away from a situation or a person that hurts us or makes us unhappy. We don't exercise this option because we wonder how society will look at us, how the other person will feel if we walked out. Let me tell you, friends, from my experience, I have learned that how you feel is more important to your inner peace and happiness than what somebody else feels. If you feel something's not right, something unfair is happening, stand up, say no, and leave. It's time all of us made a sincere effort to change our lives and our world, especially the way we treat our women. Whether you're a spouse, a companion, a friend, a parent, a sibling, or family, whoever you are, if you must stand up for your lady, do that. As the father of a young adult daughter today, I can relate to the pain that Vani's parents must have felt seeing her go through what she did and seeing me so helpless. They knew I loved her so deeply. I definitely don't want my daughter ever to go through what Vani had to experience. And this time, I will not just stand up, but I will stand firm. There is a part of all of us that is always wanting to be warm, willing to adjust, open to accommodate, and ready to tolerate. But let all the warmth, adjustment, accommodation, and tolerating happen at a material level. And let it stop there, please. Don't allow anyone to affect your dignity just because they are older to you or more powerful, whoever they are. Because when you allow that, you end up becoming unhappy. And remember, your inner peace and happiness are the only wealth you have. Protect them till your last breath. If you like this podcast and would like to follow me, please download my app called Avis Vishwanathan on Google Play or on the App Store. You can also follow me on Twitter at Avis Vishwanathan is my handle, or you can find me on Instagram as The Happiness Wala. You may also want to look up my book, Fall Like a Rose Petal, on my website www.avisvishwanathan.in. It is also available on Amazon.com, Amazon.in, and on Flipkart.com.